Heroic Stories, restoring faith in humanity, one story at a time.
Safety Net by Kit Cassingham, Boulder, Colorado. I was working in the garden and kept hearing strange sounds. I looked to see if neighbors were watering their yards or spreading gravel, but I couldn't find where the sound was coming from or what it was. After a while, I noticed a large group of bees swarming my spruce tree. Looking closer, I realized that an entire swarming hive had attached itself to the tree. There were thousands of them. Now I had the answer to the sound question, but had a new question of what to do about them. I started calling around looking for someone who could help. "Call the Division of Wildlife," said one. "Stay inside." "Duh." "Call an exterminator." "No way." "Call the fire department." I spent hours looking for someone who wanted my bees. Then I got an idea. I buy honey from a local company. So I called them to ask if they knew any beekeepers who would help. They immediately said, "Call Ernie," and gave me a number. Ernie is one of those people who looks rough on the outside but is soft on the inside. He said I got to be his assistant in the bee removal process and then grinned a big, mostly toothless smile and winked one of his twinkling eyes. While we waited for the bees to settle into the hive Ernie brought, I asked him about my yard's inhabitants. My first concern was for his safety from stings. Ernie didn't wear a bee suit or even a net over his face. He said he isn't bothered by stings and claimed that bee stings prevent arthritis. I joked around about that notion for a bit, and he said that was nothing. A woman called him 3 years ago to ask if she could buy 15 bees from him. He said, "Sure, but if it won't embarrass you to tell me, what do you want with 15 bees?" She told him she was using bee stings to treat her multiple sclerosis. His response was if that such an unusual approach could help her, he wouldn't sell her the bees, he would give them to her. When she picked up her first bees, she couldn't get out of the car. Now she walks into Ernie's house to gather the bees he's put in a jar with a bit of honeycomb. She told him that she had been going blind from the MS, but has sight today. He beamed at the thought of helping her, especially, he said, because he was so lucky to have been very healthy all his life. He said he doesn't know if the bees really help her, but if she thinks so, that's good enough for him. As I watched him drive off with his new hive, I wondered if my bees would make my next jar of honey and help keep that woman walking. That sure beats calling the exterminator.
Visit heroicstories.org to read and leave a comment on today's story. Do you have a story to tell? Visit heroicstories.org/submit to review our story submission guidelines. Visit heroicstories.org/podcast for podcast and email subscription information, links to the Heroic Stories Facebook page, and information on sharing today's story. That's heroicstories.org/podcast.